Blog Talk Radio.
Real Men Talk Show, that's that shit I like. Real Men Talk Show, listen up, that shit tight. It's Red Rosé, Young Lord on the mic. Check it out, this that shit that Nick's like. Mike Ramone, man, this is so tight. Sir Pope, man, that's so nice. Then he's just talking sports, that shit is for life. Then he's just thinking outside the box. Mouthpiece, not gonna get out of stock, huh? Real Men Talk Show got me living life. Here we go, and I got it.
If you get it right, since I got it, that means you gon' get it right. Real Men Talk Show.
Real Men Talk Show. Real Men Talk Show, that's that shit I like. Real Men Talk Show, listen up, that shit tight. It's Red Rosé, Young Lord on the mic. Check it out, this that shit that Nick's like. Mike Ramone, man, this is so tight. Sir Pope, man, that's so nice. Then he's just talking sports, that shit is for life. Then he's just thinking outside the box. Mouthpiece, not gonna get out of stock, huh? Real Men Talk Show got me living life. Here we go, and I got it.
If you get it right, since I got it, that means you gon' get it right. Real Men Talk Show.
Hello, hello, hello. It is your host, Mike Ramone, on the Real Men Talk Show. It has been a couple, man, almost 2 years since we've been on. Almost. I'm back home. I'm feeling good. You know, I got Iggy Pops here with me right now on the show. But before I introduce him, bring him on, you know, I got to go ahead and spit my piece. This is the Real Men Talk Show. Everything you say is going to be respected here. I'm back. We back. The Mayweather brought me back, okay? The Mayweather said, hey, someone got to tell this tale. So tonight is just the part one. I'm just letting y'all know I'm back. I'm in the lab. I'm getting ready to start doing my research again. I'm about to break down the Mayweather and why this is so big. Why is it that Manny Pacquiao is fighting for a whole country for one fight? This is exactly what I was talking about in my book. I was already written this down. I already written this down right here. I knew it was going to come to me. American football was a bastard game. That's what it was. That's what American football is. It's a bastard game. Boxing, all of these things go back to tribal sports. Exactly what I was saying in my book. I ain't gonna put it all out there. I'm just gonna say this is. I ain't gonna give too much of that. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to introduce my co-host. Here we go.
Hey everybody, good to be back on the Real Men Talk Show. Hopefully, we'll give you something entertaining tonight. We're going to talk about the Manny Pacquiao fight, and we'll go from there.
Excellent, excellent. So before we get into anything, you know, Mayweather, this is really big. The Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. A lot of people are rooting, gather my thoughts here. A lot of people are saying around the town, a fairyland, a.k.a. Oakland. That's what this is. We in the root. Y'all talking right with the root right now. So a lot of people are saying around the town. I was too powerful on him. That energy I was bringing down was too powerful. I had to get kicked off that. I had to get kicked off the airways. We back on it. Now we're going to go ahead and just let it fly. You with me? You with me?
I'm with you. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so the first thing we want to talk about is want to get to some of the stats. All right, the stats. This is some of the stats for Mayweather.
Mayweather is 38. Pacquiao is 36. There's a two-year difference, which isn't much. Reach advantage, Mayweather has a 5-inch reach advantage over Pacquiao and also a 2-inch advantage in height. So he is the bigger man.
I mean, yeah, right, he is the bigger man, but, I mean, do you think that's going to make a big difference in this fight?
There's an old saying, not the size of the dog, it's the heart of the dog. So size don't really matter. Sometimes it does, but it's the heart that really counts. I've seen big men get stumped by little men, so that don't really mean anything. It's the fight. It's the heart. But I am looking forward to this fight. I'm thinking Pacquiao is going to beat this guy. I think it's going to be a year. The good teams, the good men are going to win this year. That's just the way I feel about it. Golden State Warriors, Manny Pacquiao. All the people who are doing right this year, this is going to be a year of the good man. Mayweather, in my opinion, about him, he's a great fighter, can't take away his ability. But his attitude stinks, and I don't like a person's attitude. Attitude matters a whole lot to me. His skills, are unmatchable so far. But he's been running from Pacquiao for a while. I wonder why. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. What you think?
Let's just put this in actual perspective of what it is for me. Mayweather is the ultimate thinking fighter that we have on this planet right now. What I mean by that is his business is war. When he steps in the boxing ring, it's war. At every level, he comes in at 100%. This man is the best on the planet. Manny Pacquiao doesn't stand a chance. Manny Pacquiao in his country can muster up every last bit of energy out that they have during that fight. But when the good Mayweather got good families backing him up, told me today to go ahead and let him know that Mayweather is going to win this fight hands down, I'm going to get on the airway and I'm about to air it out. Now, just mind you, can you imagine the type of heat and pressure that Mayweather is feeling right now? Can you imagine all the people that are sending him thoughts and energy right now for the biggest fight of his career? Let's flip that. Manny Pacquiao has got a whole country sending him positive love, reinforcement, because he's going to bring back the goods for a country. He's working with that kind of energy. People say that's the good guy. They say he's the good guy because it's selfless. Y'all going to get a real rude awakening tomorrow. You're going to understand that it's whoever can preserve the self is going to win that. Mayweather is going to stick to his game plan. This is the man who's going to break him down. Where did he go? You know, what is his movements? What is going on? He's going to psychoanalyze everything quickly. The gifts that he has are unparalleled. They're going to be unmatched for as long as he chooses to do this, which he said he only got a few more fights. So he knows that he's going on his down run, but he won't lose this one, and he won't lose the next one. You actually are going to see somebody who's going to go undefeated based upon the heart, based upon the effort, based upon everything that he's put into his life. People say that's his ego or he's selfish. He says whatever he wants. This is a man who will put in the work. If you've gone and you actually seen him work out, this is a man who doesn't get tired. People don't even understand what that fully means. When someone can get at you as fast as he can and he's not getting tired, okay, you sat there, go watch his fights, go see. All I'm saying is the Mayweather has compelled me to say, hey, listen, are they showing from the Philippines that are going to be watching this fight? How are we seeing the retrospective side, or are we just seeing, you know, oh, this is one of the most biggest fights that's going on in our time? We're not really fully analyzing everything that's at play right here at stake. And on that note, I'm going to bring in another one of my co-hosts, area code 510. 385. You are on the Real Man Talk Show. How you doing this evening? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hey.
There we go. Got you.
Hey, the Money Team is in the building.
Money Team, let's hear it.
The Money Team. The Money Team is in the building.
Talk money here, money. Talk the money.
Hey,
who do you
I
like?
Don't think I don't think Pacquiao has a chance.
I don't think so either. He does have a great image. I mean,
puncher chance. He has a puncher chance. He has a puncher chance. Like any other boxer. Any boxer step in the ring has a chance.
Right. Absolutely. So let me ask you a question.
But
why do you think that he doesn't have a chance?
He cannot box Floyd. He has too many flaws to his game. To be Floyd, he can't cut off the ring. He doesn't have a jab. It's just too many flaws that Floyd is going to pick apart.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you think he got so far with all those flaws he had?
Flat-footed people, and they was kind of sucking, and a little bit of everything.
Well, for me, I know the fights that I have seen, I definitely respect his heart. You know what I'm saying? I could watch his fights because I know he's going to go in there and fight. So I do respect him on that note. And, I mean, everyone does. I mean, of course, everyone does have a chance. But I'm being biased here because I know what Mayweather is going to do. I know right now that if anybody who's ever been on Mayweather, you know damn well you want to bet him on this time right here too. 47
just
and
0. I just feel that he hasn't seen nobody like Floyd. I mean, Manny, Floyd has fought some hard opponents like Zab Judah. He doesn't have the power as Manny, but he had the speed. Early rounds, Zab gave him some issues. But after he adjusted, Zab was out. He was frustrated. Manny has the power. He has the power. But
that's when you're gonna see his chin check. That's when you're gonna see it. Mayweather can really take a punch when he gets hit by Pacquiao. We're gonna find the Pacquiao will hit him. I promise you. Pacquiao's going to hit him a few times, and we're going to find out what that chin look like. Let me tell you something. You guys are putting your money on Pacquiao. I'm going to recant a fight for you guys. Mike Tyson versus Buster Douglas. The odds was 42-1 that Mike Tyson was going to knock out Buster Douglas, and Mike Tyson failed. Now, that's one of the greatest heavyweights of all time right there. Knockout percentage, just rough and tough. Mayweather is a runner. Mayweather is a guy who don't want to get hit. But what happens when Mayweather gets hit? Because he's going to get hit tomorrow. And you're going to find out when he gets hit, he's going to be on that bicycle running. And then y'all going to say, what the hell? What kind of fight are we looking at here? You're going to see Mayweather running tomorrow. Mayweather is not going to fight Pacquiao. He's going to run all day long like he always.
Let's call it what it is. Mayweather is a technician. He's going in there for pure business. He's going to go in there with his defenses, pick him apart, see where he's opening, you know, and then he's going to technically pick him apart. And his energy levels are so high.
All he got to do is keep on stepping to Pacquiao's left. That's all he got to do. I mean, Pacquiao's right and his left. Stay away from the left hand. That's it. Keep on turning Pacquiao. Pacquiao's gonna be swinging for the fences, hitting nothing. Floyd ain't gonna even be there no more. Chris Algieri was moving good, fighting Pacquiao until he got hit a couple times. Only thing Chris Algieri needed to do was punch a little bit more. Pacquiao wasn't just hitting him. Every time he hit him, he knocked down, but he was running the whole fight.
Well,
He didn't have no jab or anything. Pacquiao be lunging at people. Man,
that's what you have to worry about, though. Because when you got a guy who's a big puncher, you know, he takes one. Only take one. And he catch Floyd at the wrong time, and he figures him out and catches him doing those little awkward moves that he does. He catches him one time, and Floyd don't see it coming. It could be lights out for him, too, now. I got a bad feeling about this fight. I'm being honest with you, man. I think that this is the time that Mayweather goes down. I'll just be honest with you. It's just a gut feel.
Let me ask you this. So if Manny doesn't get the knockout, do you got Floyd winning? Or so?
Oh yeah, he's gonna have to knock him out. He's gonna have to knock him out and knock him down. Because I don't think he's ever been down in his career. So if he gets knocked down, that's gonna faze him and it's gonna embarrass him too.
Come on now, y'all. Listen to what you're saying. Mayweather ain't never been knocked down. What aren't people understanding about the spirit that's winning? The spirit that winning was like, hey man, somebody got to come out here and start talking that real man talk show crap. That's what the spirit said. I needed to come out here and blaze the show today. He is not. I mean, a whole country, a man can go fight for his whole country and not be Floyd Mayweather because of the technician, because of the speed, because of the skill, and because of the energy levels. His energy levels do not deplete as fast as normal people. You got to understand, he's going to be able to stay at 100% the whole fight if he needs to. If that's what he needs to do, that's what people aren't giving him the credit for. That's what makes him the ultimate greatest, because his energy levels can stay so high.
We're not denouncing his boxing skills. His skills are pretty much unmatchable. He's very skilled.
He's been perfect.
He's very skilled. Well, that 46-0 record shows that. 46 or 47, whatever it is. It's one of them. Yeah, he's
47. Soon to be 48.
47. We'll wait to see what 48 look like. We'll wait on that one. But you know he'll have to fight at least three more fights to break Rocky Marciano's undefeated record of 49-0. That's what he'll have to do. He'll have to get by this fight. And personally, I really honestly don't think he's going to get by this fight. I think he's going to fall to the ground.
I'm tired of hearing people say Floyd Mayweather was running for Manny Pacquiao early on in his career, when he was at his prime. Understand, look at this. Let's just keep that the facts here. Floyd knows that Manny Pacquiao is juice. Manny Pacquiao was on that juice, okay? So he wanted Olympic drug testing to just make sure Manny Pacquiao couldn't do the juice. Let's just call it what it is. And then Manny was saying no to that because, I don't want to get my blood taken away. I don't want to get my energy taken from me. This is what he was saying. I'm telling y'all,
blood makes me weak.
This is not a joke.
Blood makes me weak and everything.
No. He really believes some of these things. So you know, when Floyd was trying to set him up, he had a boss. He has a handler. When you deal with Floyd, people don't like his arrogance. They don't like his smartness. They don't like his witty. They don't like those things about that, especially from a black man who will sit there and say, you know, no one's winning. No white males are winning in boxing right now. That's why they started MMA. So that way they can start winning. They get a referee. They get in round count. He said they take boxing implements and then go do something different that they can win at. When Floyd has that, when you have that type of mindset, which you're not a slave at all, you actually are living in America, he's actually one of the true beings that you can see that is fully functioning and living. People don't like to see him do that. They don't like to see that. So when I see Floyd and I see what he's doing, I sit there and say, thank the God that it's somebody else out there who's on 100%. I'm glad to see somebody out there on 100%. We actually able to see that.
Well, like I said, this is the year of the good man. Pacquiao gives to his country. Golden State Warriors get back to their city. I really believe that this year is the year of the good men, and you're going to see a lot of upsets this year. You're going to see a lot of teams. You're going to see the Golden State Warriors do well, and so is Manny Pacquiao. Just watch. The year of the good men.
I just
feel like I said, he can't cut off the ring. And why didn't Floyd just fighting the clinches off? He can't fight in the clinches. His strong point is bouncing in and bouncing out. So if Floyd step up to him and make him fight, you know what I'm saying, face to face, what are he going to do?
Floyd don't want to fighting. Floyd is not going to face Manny Pacquiao with flat footed. He's not that type of fighter. He's gonna take one of them blows in his jaw, and you're gonna see that dude on his skateboard and bicycle at the same time. He's gonna be getting up out of there. I promise you that.
Let's just call him what he is. He's a technician. He's gonna get in there and he's gonna use his mental abilities, which he's a thinking fighter. He's thinking constantly while he's fighting. That's what a lot of people don't do. A lot of people will use their muscle memory. They'll tell you, don't think about it. Don't think. Just fight. Like that, pretty sure Roach, I've never actually seen his style or whatever, but there's a lot, I would say at least more than half of the coaches out there teach, don't think, just let it fight. We're training. This is going to come natural. Feel this movement. Feel how it goes. But an actual thinking fighter will have those thoughts, know how he's moving, see how he's learned, and make his adjustments automatic. That's what type of Floyd is. Is an expert at that. If you watch any, if I was able to give you a demo of this film, I could slow-mo it and show you where exactly how his movements are to where he's breaking that down. This is science. This is science, high science right here. If everybody could get their bodies physically fit at that type of level, they would. Or at least, excuse me, if they could achieve those levels, they would at least attempt them. It's not too many people that can achieve those type of levels. So that means you have to give respect at those levels. You got to give him his admiration. And I appreciate the rawness that he brings that most people say is obnoxious. I appreciate it.
What's up, Lamar?
Wow. That's pretty good. We're looking forward to seeing this fight tomorrow night. I think a lot of people think that Mayweather is going to dominate, and I'll put it this way. I think Mayweather will dominate the fight for the first three rounds, and after that, when he gets caught in the fourth round, he'll be on his bicycle from the fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh round, and maybe the eighth round he gets knocked out because he's running and he's getting hit. Something he's never had really felt before. And in all honesty, when I think about the career of Mayweather, he fought a lot of fighters that were on their way down. He didn't fight anybody that was at the top of their game. He's made his money fighting has-beens, not great fighters. He didn't fight great fighters like Muhammad Ali, all the guys that was in the heavyweight division. He had to fight. They were all tough.
So,
Muhammad Ali not being a great fighter a couple of days ago, and really upset me to hear him say such a thing. To bash another man's
legacy. He was bashing his legacy.
He bashed Muhammad Ali's legacy. And I don't care for a man like Mayweather. I mean, when he's talking about somebody who had a great career, who had a great run, who fought all the tough fights, Mayweather fights
so
all
who
the time.
So who has Pacquiao fight? Who do you give credit for Pacquiao fight?
Pacquiao's not the champ. Pacquiao's not the champ.
Okay.
Mayweather is.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the champ right now, because if you really consider yourself a PA, then you should be fighting everybody that's in the top 10. I'm gonna knock you out. When I'm at the end of my career, they'll never say that I didn't fight all the tough guys. Mayweather fights all the guys when they're on the way down. He never fights any of these guys on top. So his championship has an afterthought to me when I look at that.
I mean, I feel where you're coming from. I feel like he could have took a lot of more top of the fights, you know what I'm saying, and judging about the money, who bring the most money. You know what I'm saying? He chose the money route instead of the contender. He chose who's going to bring the bucks.
And well, I look at that as that's excellent business. He wants to see how much money can I make per fight to where I don't have to take as much abuse. He weighs all of these factors in, and he gives you a show. You know, if you watch his show 24/7, which I'm getting ready to catch up on tonight, so when I do the part two, I'm going to be really
bad. They weak. All of them weak. They weak. He's a different Floyd. He's not talking no trash. It's all business. It ain't like the old 24/7. This one is a whole turned down type of show. I done watched all of them.
Okay, so that means he's nervous. That means he's nervous. Because if he felt that confident, he'd be running his mouth like he always does. But before they had arranged the fight, one of the guys in the ring asked him about the Pacquiao fight. And he said, I don't know if I want to fight him right now. He said, he's dangerous right now. I don't care about my body. This is the kind of crap that Mayweather was saying. And I'm like, really? This is the champ talking like that? So he's got some nervous issues, and he should, because he ain't fought nobody who can put it on him like Pacquiao will. The blow that Pacquiao give him, if he catch it right, it's going to be good night. And everybody's going to say, ooh, and I'm going to say, I told you so.
Only thing I'm going to say to that is Pacquiao is fighting for a nation.
I see him walking him down. I really believe he's going to walk Pacquiao down tomorrow. He's going to start off slow by the lay rounds. He's going to start walking him down. Forget all this bouncing in and bouncing out. I'm going to walk you down. I'm bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to walk you down.
I think so, too. I feel that, too.
I think he's going to walk you down in the later rounds. I think he's going to start off couple rounds timid.
Walk me down means he's going to just start just getting into him. Is that what you're saying? He's going to go toe-to-toe with him? Is that what you're saying?
He's going to push him against some ropes, and he's going to be the aggressor. I think he's going to, you know, try to body him. I really believe he's going to fight him.
I'm going to laugh at that one. I ain't never seen him do that. So we're going to see that. It'll be a first. And if he starts trying to play Pacquiao like that, he's going to get knocked out.
Well, his last Mayweather's last fight, he started backing dude down. He was getting in there, you know, and fighting. But Mayweather's last couple fights, he's been fighting.
Go watch that.
When that leather hits his chin, he's going to throw all his, what do you call it, out the window. It's going to go out the window. I'm
going to
get on my skateboard and get the heck out of here.
I
promise you he will not be an aggressor tomorrow. I promise you that.
Go watch, when we got this phone, go watch the Zab Judah Floyd and the Chop Chop versus Floyd. Two southpaws. In the later rounds, he started beating up on them boys.
Right. And
he wasn't flat-footed or nothing.
Fight.
Huh?
I watched that fight years ago, and that's why I keep saying back, the energy level
in these couple weeks, I watched every fight from the Cotto fight to the Pacquiao versus everybody. I didn't cut up on all of them. He fights different when he fights southpaws. He fights at a high guard. He barely used the shoulder roll. He used the right hand, the straight right hand viciously. It's just,
One thing I do like about Mayweather is his shoulder roll. His shoulder roll is so sweet because he give you half a body. He give you half a man. You don't have a whole man to hit. And then he can make an adjustment from that shoulder roll. He come out with a hook, uppercut, or, you know, any of those punches can come out of that shoulder roll. I like his shoulder roll.
It don't really work that good with southpaws because it lands straight. You get straight with that left. That left is like straight. You know what I'm saying? So he may use it, he may not. So the shoulder roll against southpaw. It don't work. It don't work that good.
It's probably dangerous against the southpaw. It's probably dangerous unless he's backing up.
It's dangerous.
Giving the shoulder up.
It's dangerous because you land that left. He'll pack land that left straight to his face.
Yeah. Well, he has a 5-inch reach advantage, so he does have. But I don't.
There was one time.
He's a hit and run, hit and tie up. So we'll wait and see how if Matty
Pacquiao
allows him
to
tie him up.
There was one time apart. What y'all think he gonna come in at tomorrow?
I'm not sure what he gonna come in tomorrow. That's a good question. I think he might put on what 9-10 pounds.
Nah, he better not come in that big. I think he come in about 150. 150. He was 146, 150, 150, 152. Pacquiao gonna come in probably small. No, he probably come out about 147. I give him 147.
Yeah.
He was what was he today? 145, I think. Or so he was 145. Those are small dudes, though.
We
lost some dudes that's weighing 145 and 5'8", 5'7". Like, these are some small dudes we talking about.
They all muscle. That's all muscle. There ain't no sound on that body. You get hit with that muscle, it's going to hurt.
I mean, think about it the other way. If that's a 150-pound cat, no man want to see a 150-pound cat.
No. You don't want to see a 30-pound cat. If he attacking you, you're going to be in trouble.
Everybody's saying there ain't going to be no rematch, but who else Floyd going to fight? If he wins, who else do we fight after here?
Okay. If he beats Pacquiao, then for him to get his
49. No, he said he's retirement at 49.
He can fight the number 10 top 10 fighter, and then he can fight the number 9 top 10 fighter and get a 5-minute. I wouldn't be mad at him for that.
Everybody want to Amir Khan. I don't think Amir Khan deserves it.
You don't think who deserves
Amir Khan. Amir Khan. He got some off in his business.
I gotta do a little bit more research to see who I would want to see Mayweather fight after this. But you know,
if he wins, I believe
he'll go 50. You know, I believe he'll finish his career undefeated.
He said he's not fighting for the 50. He said after September, that'll be 49. If he do win, he's done.
And he's done. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would ask you just 50 if I were him. If he wants to be known as the greatest boxer that ever lived, to take Mark Rocky,
I gotta go for 50.
Off of that, then he will have to go 50. He'll have to do 50. No, he's just going to have to do it. It don't matter who he fights. He don't have to be on pay-per-view. All he got to do is fight. There's a lot of people want to see that milestone, but he'll still get paid even no matter who he fights. People will still watch that last fight. He can say, this is my last fight. So they're going to pay the money to see his last fight. He's still going to get paid.
Let me get this up a powwow.
I just want to say this.
We didn't have a good talk, and I'm about to set up this projector for tomorrow. I just want to know, can we get this conversation Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night? You know, we can rub it in.
We'll be on.
Sunday night, can we get the Real Man Talk Show? Can we get the Real Man Talk Show?
Yeah. We're going to laugh about this tomorrow with Pax Housing. We're going to laugh about this tomorrow. I want to let you know I know what I'm talking about.
He's
going good night.
Right. That's why I said we can't end here. After this, after we got the phone tonight, I can't just, you know, Sunday we got to talk. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, we're going to laugh about this tomorrow.
Absolutely. We got to get a talk. We have to, because we just can't let this go. Somebody got to get
sure
the high, high, high.
You sure you're going to be up and talking tomorrow after talking about knocking him out? Pacquiao's going to knock him out. It's not
going
to go to
distance. He's
going to
knock him out.
Listen. He's not going to
distance. Listen. If he do, I'm gonna call and get your number and apologize.
Okay.
Are you gonna get a text message?
Make sure you get my number before we get out the air.
you gonna get a text message to say I'm sorry? If you get a text message, if it goes down like you say, and it
gets, I don't want you to apologize to you until we on the air.
I'm gonna say, Pops, I apologize.
If Pacquiao don't win tomorrow, I'll eat crow on the air. Okay?
You'll be on the air?
It's a two way, depending on the swinging both ways. Okay?
And if it's a draw, we'll just have to say Vegas got their money.
There will be no draw. There will be no draw.
Will we
not? Tomorrow's gonna be a winner. Oh, let me tell you this though. This is the part that's in danger about Mayweather not knocking out Pacquiao, is that if he doesn't put up a good enough fight to where
the judges
can say what. The other guy won. He's undefeated.
Man.
Because that's what they did to Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes said, he made a comment, he said, Rocky Marciano couldn't hold my jockstrap. And let me tell you something, that very next fight he had, he didn't knock the fighter out, and they gave the other fighter the fight. His record was 48-1. He was getting ready to be 49-0. You understand what I'm saying to you? So you got to be careful with the kind of crap that you say, man. When you got referees out there who love Rocky Marciano because he was a great fighter, he was undefeated, and then you're talking like that, they're going to make sure if you don't knock this guy out, you ain't winning it. And they can take it away. It's been done many times. And the same thing can happen to my man. If he don't knock this kid out, if he don't knock Pacquiao out tomorrow, he could fall into the same scenario. So, you know, it's a whole lot of things about letting a guy go the distance, man. You got to take if you a champ, you got to take the dude out. And if you don't take him out, his face got to look like mush mouth. It's got to look bad. He got to look really bad, beat up, you know. I don't know if you've seen the episode of Martin when he fought Tommy Hearn. Remember that episode? He looked just so pitiful. He had all kind of lumps and bumps and slips 3 times. Side. I mean, he looked pitiful. That's how you got to win. That's how you got to beat Manny Pacquiao tomorrow.
I want Floyd to come out like Apollo did against the Russian. I'm just playing with y'all.
We know what happened to Apollo. We got killed in the
race. I'm just playing with y'all. I just wanted to give y'all a quick laugh on that when Apollo was smelling himself.
Mayweather and his holidays. I'm telling you, Mayweather and his family. I don't know if they know what they're doing, but I know what they're doing. This right here is a power weekend. Power weekend. I know y'all got to feel it in the air. Man, it's hot here. It's hot in Vegas. Do people understand how much money is about to be made in Vegas this weekend?
Or law?
Oh my goodness.
Or
law. No, I mean the city of Vegas is going to make money regardless. I mean, the city, if we're talking, they probably going to make over $300 million in one day. They're going to make more than a Super Bowl.
Easy money.
They're about to put up more than a Super Bowl.
Oh, you know, when you talked about Mike, you said something about the MMA fight.
Yes, MMA.
The reason why the MMA fight is so much bigger than boxing now, they got fighters that fight fighters. They got nothing to fight. These guys are fighting stuff. And boxing today is so boring. The Klitschko that's in the heavyweight division, his guy got, he has almost, I think he had 19 title defenses, which is an awful lot. But who's following any of them? None of these fighters on pay-per-view. You don't see the heavyweight division is so pathetically weak. Matter of fact, boxing is weak altogether, period. And that's why the MMA fighters and stuff have come up so much, because there's action where boxing is not action anymore. Boxing is boring. And that's why there's no great fighters out there. The sport of boxing hasn't been really good in about 15 years, which is quite a long time.
I'll say this. Boxing privatized themselves out of being the number one sport. By trying to go the pay-per-view route, everyone grew up wanting to know who the best fighter in the world was. Everyone wanted to know who was the nicest with throwing their hands. People to this day still fighting in the streets and everything else. People going to always fight. So if they would just put boxing back on regular TV, man, you know, bout big fights like this, kids all across America will be going out trying to be Muhammad Ali again or beat Floyd Mayweather. They just need to take it off the privatization of paying $120 for the fight, which they are going to get my $120 tomorrow. I'm going to give it to watch the fight. But if that would have been free and every kid that has a TV or a smartphone is able to watch that fight, then other kids will say, you know what, I want to try boxing too. Revive boxing.
Right.
So, you know, for me, I mean, people love to see people throw hands. People love to see other people throwing hands.
Yeah, because it's imano imano. It's man on man. And that's really the way life should be, man on man, if it has to be that way, not 5-on-1 or 10-on-1 or I'm going to go get my cousin Larry and Brenda to beat you up because I can handle it. You know, so many wimpy men today. I've never seen men so soft and women so tough. This is a real mix-up world. I'm just throwing that in.
I'm going to get Ray Ray to do it. Ray Ray going to come back and kick your ass. Oh. Hey, I can't wait for this fight. Man, this is like...
Oh, yeah.
This is everything. I'm trying to tell y'all, the Philippines going to be on suicide watch tomorrow. It may nuke the whole goddamn thing if they lose. I'm trying to tell y'all.
I would love to see what the atmosphere is like in the Philippines. If they show that on SportsCenter or, you know, see how, you know, how the fans are rallying up, what festivals they got going for Manny Pacquiao. Oh, they're going to be doing some things that I really genuinely would have loved to see, because right now I think Mayweather had to do what he had to do because the whole nation was on him right now. He had to go back to chopping a tree. They said he went back to chopping a tree.
All right, fellas, let me get out of here. I'm trying to set up this projector for tomorrow. Hey, Pop, I'm trying to tell you, Sunday, we is on air. You know, I'll come on and say, I apologize. I'm sorry.
I apologize too.
Y'all have a good night, man. I see y'all Sunday.
All right. Good night. Well, I know we were just about done here, but for me, people aren't really understanding. From my point of view, people are not really understanding the significance of what this fight can mean on a global level. Well, people aren't understanding what Mayweather actually really does. Like, for the number one athlete in America who generates that amount of money, the blessings that he just put on Pacquiao just for signing for this fight. People say Mayweather was ducking him, Mayweather was doing this. Just imagine the blessing that Pacquiao is going to be able to give to his nation just by signing for the fight with Mayweather. Guaranteed monies. People need to understand that Mayweather is ultimately the good guy here. He didn't have to take this fight. This is him putting blessings on the Philippines. I hope people genuinely understand that. And the Philippines need to just be thankful and be happy that Mayweather signed on that for Pacquiao to get this fight. That's ultimately what I needed to say tonight, and that's what I'll end out, and Iggy Pop will take us all the way through.
Speak a little bit on what Mike Bone was saying. Yes, Pacquiao is going to be blessed whether then he went to lose pocket-wise. But this was a fight that Mayweather had to take because it would have been an asterisk on his record if he didn't take this fight, because they would say, yeah, you were great, but you didn't fight the fighters that we thought was great, which right now at this time is Manny Pacquiao. So I got to give Mayweather kudos for taking this fight, but he knows that he's taking a chance, and he spoke the words about being mindful of Pacquiao, you know, about 6-7 months back. So I know the guy is leery of this guy's power. He's a little concerned, but he's going to get paid too. He took this fight also for a payday because, you know, win or lose, he's still going to come out smelling like roses financially also, just like Pacquiao will. But he's taking a risk as far as, you know, being defeated tomorrow. So that's something for him to actually be concerned about. And as I am not a Mayweather fan, only because of his attitude, not because of his boxing skills. His boxing skills are unmatched. He's a great fighter. But I think tomorrow, it's just my gut feeling is telling me that he's going to go down. He's going to lose tomorrow. And he won't achieve the 49-0 record. And because God don't like ugly, and neither do I. And we're going to end the Real Men Talk Show with that. Thank you, everybody, who listened to the show tonight. We hope that you enjoyed it. And we're going to do part two tomorrow night and talk about the fight. So, good night from the Real Man Talk Show.
Real Man Talk Show. Real Man Talk Show. That's that shit I like. Real Man Talk Show. Listen up. That shit tight. It's Red Rosé. Young Lord on the mic. Check it out. This that shit that Nick's like. Mike Ramone, man, this is so tight. Sir Pope, man, that's so nice. Then he's just talking sports, that shit is for life. Jim, just thinking outside the box. Mouthpiece, knock it out his socks. Real Man Talk Show, got me living life. Here we go, and I got it.
You can get it right. Since I got it. Get it right. Real.